Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hello, here we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,316. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you are in the men's room. On tap today, Ryan Castle joins us from his basement dungeon type studio. Once again, we will sit and spin now. And today, because of the COVID, we have 10 quarantine covers. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fumble listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Tim.
It's a clap.
Drink it to John.
All right, here we go to Canada, where residents are finding satellite dishes on top of beaver dams. Meanwhile, doctors recommend wearing masks during sexy time, so no more eatings of the jelly or the jams. I'd do that during sex. Hair snipping bear in Mexico can now hit all of the high notes. Volunteers are using human hair to clean up oil spill from the Japanese boat. And a farmer paints eyes on cow butts, and it is somehow working. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, as the saying goes, knowledge is power. There's also the saying that ignorance is bliss, and both are true. But which one is better? Well, that's situational. For example, on yesterday's show, we told you about the man who tried to mug Pollyanna Viana, who's an MMA fighter in the UFC. 10-2, by the way. In a nutshell, things went poorly for him because he did not know what he did not know. And his face may never be the same again. See, you'd want to know who fights professionally if your goal is to attempt to rob them. Similarly, a peeping Tom in Florida who masturbated outside of a 15-year-old girl's window, he may have picked a different target if he had known that the 15-year-old girl's father was an ex-NFL player. And had he known, he would have avoided the, quote, broken bones in his face, that from the police report. Now, these stories are about strangers, so the ignorance is expected. But there's also those moments that we learn something wholly unexpected about a friend or a family member or a coworker. In Maryland, friends and family of good old 71-year-old James Worsick, they couldn't believe that he just last week got arrested trying to rob a bank. They were more stunned to find out that James had been robbing banks since 2012 and had successfully robbed over a dozen of them. Surprise. Look, when it comes to knowing things about people, sometimes we wish we knew more about them. But very often, we wish we knew less. But today, we ask you to share those stories that you were shocked, good or bad, to find out about someone. Today's question, what were you surprised?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Find out or didn't need to know about someone else.
Be a part of the big show. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Text 77999 and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home of Charles and away we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3316. What a large in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeats. You know we're going to need to take a day off sometime this summer, if summer ever gets here. And when we do, this show's going to be so big today.
This one?
Yeah, you'll probably hear it again.
I wish I had known that in advance. I would have prepared.
Oh, man.
I'm feeling it, Miles.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. With you, man. Ryan Castle's going to join us from his basement dungeon studio. And as you know, with the pandemic going on and all the COVID stuff, it's been a little bit difficult on musicians to get out there, put out albums.
It's not difficult. They can't.
Yeah,
they
can't do a live show.
Unless you're Smash Mouth. First of all, now I can't explain this, but I guess Smash Mouth played, was it last night, two nights ago, whatever. All right. So, but they did a live concert, and against all the advice, you know, they did a live concert. People showed up. And I thought to myself, if I'm going to risk getting COVID-19 to go see a live band, and it's not like Metallica, or put it this way, Smash Mouth is at the bottom of the list. Other than Hey Now, You're an All Star, can you name another song Smash Mouth has done?
They've got a couple of them.
You can't.
Yeah.
They do another cover I like.
Right.
Which is?
Why Can't We Be Friends?
No, they do the Shrek song.
No, that's the song they play in Shrek. That's how my kids know who Smash Mouth is.
I thought they did I'm a Believer, too, from the Monkees.
Maybe, dude. That helps.
Okay, well,
so Smash Mouth
does Monkee covers?
Right,
yeah. And you went to, they said it was packed.
Well, of course
it's Smash Mouth.
What, I mean, doesn't that just scream Harley?
I just don't get it, man.
They got who they could get, is I think what was going on there. And not only that, but as you know, Smash Mouth will play anyway.
That's how they advertised them. We can get Smash Mouth, so here you go.
There it is, right there. Yeah. And it's kind of like stealing an Escort. You know what I mean? Right. Like, you're stealing a 1994 Ford Escort. Like,
right.
If you're going to steal a car, you know what
I mean? You said stealing the Escort. It's like, that's human trafficking, brother.
Well, same difference.
See where your mind is.
Same difference, yeah.
It's been a long 6 months.
So with that in mind, and then the fact that, you know, there are some live concerts that have been streaming, live shows the bands are doing. Obviously, there's nobody there to watch them. You are watching them in your
home.
The way
Smash Mouth should be, sure.
And then there are a lot of artists who are getting together, and they're kind of doing like what would be a Zoom or a Twitch type of deal, where they are in their own homes, and they are just jamming with different people that they can get a hold of who want to try different songs. And today, because of that, we've got a lot of covers that have been going on over the last 4 or 5 months here.
Mm-hmm.
Just simply because, you know, people like songs that they know, and these bands aren't actually getting together, writing music and all those things to create an album, because there's no point to all that.
Right.
So why not just have a little fun and do some songs that we want to do? So we do have for you today 10 quarantine covers, as we'll be joined by Ryan, and once again, we will sit and spin.
Okay, so people are chiming in with Smash Mouth. Smash Mouth did the cover of Why Can't We Be Friends, and they also did Walking on the Sun.
Walking on the Sun. All right.
How does that one go?
And they did All Star, right?
They did All Star. That's the one I know.
I should know how Walking on the Sun goes.
Might as well be walking on the
Sun. Oh, that's them. All right. Yeah, still can go.
Yeah, that one. I mean, hey, look.
You know they play those two songs last.
At least they got three or four songs.
You name two. Three, if you include the cover.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
I'm telling you, they played those. They played one of them as their first song, saved the last two for the end so that people would stay.
I feel worse for Trapped because they opened up for him.
Are you kidding?
No. I mean, like, if I'm trapped, I'm like, come on, man, we're finishing the show. There's no way we're going out before Smash Mouth.
Are you sure?
I guess we can go to our rooms early and get dinner. Why not do that? Yeah, and today we're going to talk about things that you are surprised to find out. Maybe it was positive, maybe it was negative about someone you know. Typically, it could be a good friend
trapped
or relative.
Be fine. That guy's an idiot.
Uh-huh. Or maybe did not need to know about someone. And it just depends on the scenario. You've worked with a number of people in your life where it probably would be a good thing to not know a whole lot about them.
There are people where I felt compelled to want to know more to confirm my suspicions. There are other people. It seems to work out like this. The people that volunteer the most information mm-hmm. are the people you would like to hear from the least.
Right.
Like, I yep. don't want to know this about you, man. You know, and the problem, it's not like you're at the Christmas party, people get drunk. I understand that. Like, you're just at work and, hey, man, what'd you think about that game last night? Well, I was masturbating with a monkey. Like, whoa, hey, man, see, I don't want to know.
Yep.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, did you catch any of the bubble NBA? My wife left me. All right.
Like, Jesus, yeah. right. Like, come on, man.
When I, really? Today?
Yeah. I might have been a little bit naive as far as, I don't know. I mean, definitely you like sex, but when I was in my mid-20s or whatever, sex was sex, man, and it was great to get along and a lot of fun and all that stuff. I didn't really get too adventurous at that age as far as Trump. I'm just happy to have sex. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Sex and me are fine. I moved to Annapolis, Maryland, and I'd moved from Hagerstown, Maryland, which is not a very cultural town by any stretch, West Virginia before that. So I moved to Annapolis, and there's a guy who is he's like a boat yacht salesman.
Well, like, in Annapolis, that makes sense.
Like very, very high-end stuff. And I got hooked up with him through one of the buddies that I work with, and he sold weed. So we became friends based on the fact that, like, I finally found somebody who could sell me weed when sure. I moved to Annapolis, and that was really cool. And JB played the part, man. He was this guy. I mean, the suits that he wore, the guys that he ran with. If he were to say, hey, man, why don't we meet at a bar? I've got a client that's thinking about buying a boat. I'm going to take him out, blah, blah, blah. These guys were loaded. And when I mean loaded, they were loaded. He always picked up the tab for us, or the client always picked up the tab. We get to go out on their current boat for a little bit, have some I mean, it was just like, where is this money coming from? You guys are insane. And JB played that part. Like, he always looked, he drove like a Porsche,
right.
You know, but he also sold weed. And, you know, he was a good-looking dude, had girlfriends all the time. And so I go over to his house one day.
Yeah, with the Porsche and slinging weed?
Oh, yeah, man.
Selling yachts?
This guy is, like, I'm impressed by this guy. This guy's got it all going on. Little do I know everything else behind the scenes. But anyway, at this one point in time, I go over to his house.
He didn't care for the girlfriend.
And he is downstairs. I walk in the door. I'm like, you know, what's up? We're going to get some weed. We're going to go out. We're going to drink some beer, whatever. So he's on the phone on a business call. And
business or business?
Actual business
call. Ah, okay.
Right, which phone?
Right, exactly. Probably a good call. I think he was doing business. So he tells me, he's like, oh, yeah, man, I got that stuff. I just forgot it. It's upstairs. It's in my bedroom on my dresser. All right, well, I've never been to, you know, upstairs before. I've been invited into the main area, but very few times do you actually go into someone's bedroom when you go over to their place. That seems to be like the area that, unless they want to give you a tour of their home.
Or have sex with you. Those are the two times.
Yeah, it's understood that that is not in an area where you can just go and be like, oh, what's in here? You know? So he sends me upstairs.
It's not a fridge.
Yeah, right. He sends me upstairs to his bedroom, and he said that the bag of weed is on the dresser. And I go up there, and the weed is on his dresser. And I look over on his over to his bed on his nightstand, and on the left, he has about 4 or 5 different size plugs that are kind of being held in a plastic. It kind of looked like a menorah, but it all went up. You know what I mean? Like, it just got bigger. There's all these different sizes. Right. You know, but
a butt plug menorah.
Right, it was.
In time for the holidays.
All these shapes and sizes.
Jesus.
And so we go out, and then he had all these other toys on the other side, and whatever, man. And so, you know me, man. I get a couple beers in me, and we're sitting down at the bar. And I was like, man, JB, I was like, what is all that stuff on your dresser? I was like, man, you have like 6 different sizes of plugs.
Well, it's like socket wrenches. You don't know the size you're going to need.
And at the time, I said something to whatever his girlfriend was. I'm like, man, that's got to be insane and a lot of fun and crazy to get into whatever kink she is into. You know what I mean? He's like, oh, no, bro, those are for me. And I was like, dude, there was one there that was literally like 5 inches long.
Right.
And I'm like, this was like a big one. I was like, they're from you? And he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, you never got into any of that stuff? And I was like, actually, no, I have not. I don't really.
Funny you should ask.
I don't know but from that.
Was he over 40?
Yeah, he was probably right in that zone. You know, yeah. But for whatever reason.
They get bigger.
I could never look at
because your butt gets a little looser with age.
You had to see these things to understand. Some had little prongs on them. Some were fatter than the others. Some were skinnier than the others. But it was just like an array of them. Like, it was like, I don't know, like it was the whole story bot.
Right.
It wasn't just the ones on that little thing. It was like, there were five or six of them. And I just thought to myself, like, okay, for whatever reason, I couldn't look him. It's not that I couldn't look him in the eye, but every time I looked at him, I thought, like, he likes butt plugs.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if it's not that I care. And I get people who have fetishes and kinks and all that stuff. I didn't know that about him. It's not that it mattered that I know that about him, but for whatever reason, you know, I just knew that about him. And
I think it's the difference in how it's brought up. It's not like you guys are having a conversation and it starts leaning that way. You know, and you go like, oh man, I met this chick and blah, blah, blah. I understand it kind of comes up.
Right.
Like, yo, dog, I walk in your bedroom. There is a menorah butt plugs. I just, you know, it's cool.
Mm-hmm. But
I
think also you kind of nailed it on the head when you said, like, age-wise, right? Because remember when you're, like, 13.
I'm saying I'm 25. I'm not really into that kind of stuff.
And when you're 13, 14, like, you make fun of the first kid that says he masturbated.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. And then you get older. It's like, yeah, no big deal.
I did it 20 minutes ago.
Right. So now it's like, where did you get number five? I need one of those myself.
Yeah.
You know what? You just nailed it. You're right. The older you get, the more you're like, yeah, I masturbate as much as I possibly freaking can.
And that's why I think I was just naive about it at that age. I just really didn't know the.
You give it a try after that? Hey, man, let me borrow three.
I've never owned one. I never really thought about it. I mean, I've definitely, But for whatever reason, though, I don't know, man. It was just like, it just shocked me. He did not care. It did not matter to him. He's like, I can't believe that you are not into this.
You know why? Because he sells yachts and boats and drives a Porsche. And that's, like, I don't care.
And has, hot chicks.
No. Life is good.
So now, years later, after this, I've probably moved into two or three different apartments, moved around everywhere. I got a decent house in a nice little neighborhood that was a little bit more affluent, I guess, for Pasadena, which is a crap hole.
Affluent in Pasadena. This is Pasadena, Maryland, not California. Trust me, affluent in Pasadena.
It's not there.
Right.
But a very, very nice family. A very, very nice family that I don't know. They go over to their house for dinner and everything else. And, you know, they were just very quiet, very reserved. It would be to the point where the husband, Rick, would be like, hey, man, let's go take a drive because I know you've got weed. So I can't smoke around my wife or my family.
True.
And then we come back and then his wife would know he was high. And then she would get mad at me because he's not supposed to be doing that. Because they're, you know, straight down the line. And
well, obviously, they are not.
Yeah, they don't get too crazy, whatever the deal was. So it was this kind of family. And they had two or three kids and all this stuff. And at this point in time, again, I am now being invited into this person's bedroom. And he says, hey, man. He says, I got to show you something. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So he's taking me upstairs. And we go into his master bedroom. Master bedroom looks like any other master bedroom that you'd see, you know, whatever. And then he shows me, he says, look at that. And there's a plate above the bed. And it looks like a steel plate that would cover a ceiling fan.
Yeah.
So it's directly in the right above the bed there, and there's just a plate. But there's one screw in the plate, and this plate it's a circle that has two screws. So he goes over there, and he flips that plate open to expose a hole. And underneath that hole was an entire chain that he pulled down, and it was a harness for a sex swing. Now, this is a guy.
They do play it straight, Miles.
I know. This is the guy. I mean, like, you don't know. This is a family that goes to church every Sunday. All of those things.
That's why they have a sex swing, Miles.
Again, I am a little still naive at this point. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that I'm naive. I'm just like, well, what is that? I had never seen one of these in the flesh. You know what I mean? And he pulled it down, and then he went into a drawer, and there's a couple different harnesses.
Sure,
depending on what you want to do.
It's like Cirque du Soleil, depending on your aerials. You know, you need the right tool.
Yeah, and it had kind of a bigger spring to it, so, you know what I mean?
Like, the motion.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at
it's had a tracking on this 100. Like,
like, I'm the naive one here. I'm like, oh my God. And that was the weird thing about that was that swing obviously is not meant for my friend.
Right.
Okay. So now every time that I look at his wife, whenever she does her little prissy thing, the only thing, oh, shut up. You're hanging from the ceiling. You know what I mean? Like,
shut up.
Come on. You're no goody-goody. Don't give me hell about getting your husband high. You know what I mean? Like, I know what you're into. You're like a flying Melinda. You know what I mean?
Except but, less annoying.
But it didn't like it. But I swear to God, I could not look at her without seeing her hanging from the ceiling.
It just, well, again, I think it was the American poet Ludacris.
Mm, yes.
That said, a lady in the streets, a freak in the sheets.
I see.
Ah, yeah. No, that was Gandhi. He stole it from Gandhi. Yeah. Ludacris stole that line from Gandhi.
But it was just one of those things like, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, by the way, a comment comes in. Miles never answered on live radio. Does Miles own a butt plug? Well, I can't answer for Miles.
I do not. Miles. No, I do not own one of those.
Send your butt plug to Miles Montgomery. No, he said, do you
want one? Oh, do I want one?
No, he said, do you own one?
No. I mean, I would be willing to try anything out, I guess.
Do you want one?
Not really, because you know what? I had enough going on down there for so many
maybe
years.
Your butt should steer clear.
Yeah, I just
want... Or maybe it's time to christen that highway.
Right. No, I don't think so. I mean,
the road is freshly paved, brother.
Yeah, man. You know what it's like when you're on a when driving a car on a freshly asphalt road?
I'll tell you what it's like. This is what it's like for back there for me. And I got to get this colonoscopy, but it's like this. You know when you're in a really bad car wreck? Or whatever the deal is, and from that point on, for like 2 to 3 months, you drive as slow as possible.
Sure,
that's kind of like where I'm at right there with that.
You know, whoa, baby! I mean,
yeah,
listen,
like,
I just
easy, like, you know what I mean? This is my baby. I don't want anything to happen to it because
it's my brand new.
God forbid,
still has that new car smell
that I need to go in there and do anything about that again. So please, I'll try to avoid that at all costs.
You're talking about sex swings and butt plugs, the butt plug menorah. I love that idea. This guy's got you beat, I think he says. I wish I did not find out about my niece's OnlyFans page.
Oh, what's OnlyFans, though?
Miles. Butt plugs, sex swings, and now OnlyFans.
OnlyFans, is that a porno thing?
Yeah.
Well, they okay. can.
I mean,
they
it doesn't
do.
Have to
it
be.
It doesn't have to be, but generally,
but it is.
Yeah.
Is OnlyFans the woman who quit her job so that she could be naked and act like a dog or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, she went on OnlyFans. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so, all right. So that's
and,
what that
can people spend you, their money on your particular site, and whatever it is you want to do, you do. So it doesn't have to be porn, but it's porn.
No. Yeah.
I mean, that's
I've never heard of this OnlyFans. Ted the Bear.
But does he have to sign up for his, what, niece's account?
You could scroll through. It's like anything, all right? So I can go to a car dealership and I can see every car that you have on the lot, right? It's like window shopping.
If and I decide, then I pick the car and
you're
going to
pick the
it.
Car and you're going to pay for
but
it.
But
right.
I still see what they look like before I pick the car.
Right. And you won't see every attribute that the car has, but you'll make an assessment about the car model, whether or not you would like to see inside, so to speak. So this guy is probably scrolling through and sees his niece, and it's just like, oh boy, someone else. And this is, I've been surprised by this once in my life. A guy says, one night I'm talking to my uncle about tattoos. So I was surprised to find out his favorite one was of a thermometer, which he had to show off by dropping his pants. Thanks, Uncle David.
A thermometer?
On his penis, yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I wonder what the significance of that was.
I think it's just to do it. There's a guy that got a dollar sign on his testicle, so it looked like a cartoon money bag. I think it's just the gag of it. I don't know if there's any real significance.
Wow.
Yeah, but the joke is only for, like, a couple people, right?
And, well, no, he's showing it to his nephew.
I guess so.
And family members.
I mean, look, I generally wouldn't show mine to a lot of family members, but it was tattooed, I guess. Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, if you tattooed your penis, like, you're dying to tell someone, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dude, check out what I did.
That'd be painful.
Right. What were you surprised to find out or did not need to know about someone? 206-421-ROCK.
I'm also impressed with that guy.
What, just the tolerance?
Tolerance and just the stamina.
Well, you don't know what the temperature went to, right? I mean, let's keep that in mind. Like, what we picture might not be exactly how big a thermometer was. It might go from, like, 0 to 10 degrees, right?
You could do it like a ruler so you could find out, you know what I mean?
You could, but would you want to do that?
Yeah, here's what I do. No, I make every inch about 3/4 of an inch.
Right, so you look. You're going to game the system.
It's right there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right there.
That's
right,
a measurement.
Look, 8 inches.
You can't deny this fact, all right?
Right, exactly.
It look, says it right there.
It's measured.
Yeah.
I guess most guys I'm with are like 12, 13 then.
Yeah.
Oh, you're still going to get your feelings.
No way.
Yeah, why don't you pack up your $5 foot long and move away?
Hello, Lieutenant Harris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
How the hell are you guys today on this beautiful sunshine day?
We're doing great, man. Thank you, brother.
Well, hey, real quick, Thrill, I got to agree with you on Smash Mouth. Every time I hear them sing, that makes me exactly want to do the smash them in the mouth, please. Shut up.
That's a long way to ride to see Smash Mouth.
I mean, look, this is my thing with Smash Mouth. Look, if you like them, you like them. I don't care. I don't personally. I was just stunned that that many people, I guess it was like a sold out show. I'm like, what'd you say, like 8 tickets? I just can't believe that many people like Smash Mouth.
I think it's just the fact that there has been no concert for so long and they didn't care who the hell it was. We're getting, you know, to watch. I mean, I'm with you, brother. There's a lot more that I'd rather go see than Smash Mouth.
Yeah, but if you're there, what else are you going to
do? It's like Ted watching, Formula One racing. This wouldn't have happened, but with limited options, you find yourself interested, right?
Yeah, massive fan.
Yeah, Smash Mouth, a Formula One of music.
Don't do that to Formula One. They've been trying.
So what were you surprised to find out or didn't know?
I got one. This is something I found out kind of that was a good thing and a bad thing, depending on how you want to look at it, about my grandparents.
Okay.
Now, my grandparents were very church-going people. I mean, you know, just the prim and proper, the whole nine yards. They passed away here about 3 years ago, and they were in their late 80s, early 90s. And I found out that for the last 20 years of their life, they were part of a swingers group for 50 and over.
Why not?
Nice.
Why the hell not?
That's what I look at. I mean, just the thought of that kind of made me go blue. But I'm like, you know, hey, if they could still do that, you know, in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, we could only be so lucky to be able to do that ourselves.
Yeah, but it's just this. I agree 100%. It's just always different when it's family.
And you know what
I
mean?
Like, I don't care. I love porn, but if I'm clicking around and I see my mother, like, I have a different opinion about it in this particular instance. But hey, man, good for them. Although I can't imagine walking in on swingers that are like 70 years and older.
Well,
everything's swinging.
At least as far as the parental umbrella of grandparents go, in my experience, they were the ones that would let you get away with a little bit more. And they were more of your friends. And if your parents ever stepped in to give you or them crap, they would remind them that they were, in fact, their parents. And to shut up.
I love those moments.
It's almost like grandparents were the defenders of the grandchildren. So I love my grandparents more than anything in the world because, you know what? My parents couldn't give me any crap in front of them because they'd step between us like, if you say one more word to my grandkid, I'm going to knock you out. I raised you.
Yeah, right.
What were you surprised to find out or did not need to know about someone? 206-421-ROCK.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Check out a brand new podcast. The greatest story never told, available now on radio.com. We got a brand new episode out for you today.
We got a special guest.
42, yeah. We had an emailer who wrote in and said, hey, wouldn't it be a great idea if you got the Ted Smith on your podcast so he could tell some of his stories?
We said, we'll see what we can do. He's busy. He's a local celebrity legend. You know,
he's busy because he cuts his own podcast every week. And has been for about 400 podcasts or whatever the number is at this point where he's told every story in full detail. But lo and behold, we got a chance to fulfill that request, and Ted tells a little interesting story that we've simply titled Central Booking.
Yeah, one of my most prideful moments.
Yeah, 3 days of fun. So check out The Greatest Story Never Told. A brand new episode is out today at radio.com. It is short, sweet, and to the point. All right, our question, what were you surprised to find out or did not need to know about someone? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Cole. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so about 5 years ago now, I was approached by my next-door neighbor about a job. So he was working for a commercial roofing company, and I won't name them because they're a-holes, but he goes, hey, you know, I need an assistant, gave me a basic rundown. I said, yeah, that's nothing I can do, so I'll come in for an interview. I ended up getting the job. About a week later, we're sitting in the truck just, you know, bull-essing, and he looks at me and he goes, yeah, the only real crappy thing is I can't wear, you know, what I want to wear. And I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, well, I love wearing women's underwear, thongs. And I was just, yeah, thongs in particular. He said something lacy with a thong. I just looked at him, jaw down on the floor, like, dude, that's the last thing you tell anybody in the
business. I will say this.
Well, the last thing.
I would agree.
And he goes on to keep telling me, yeah, no, this weekend I'm supposed to go burlesque dance. It's my favorite. Getting all dressed up and, you know, I just feel comfortable.
I have heard that about putting on panties, if you can find a pair that fits. I mean, we interviewed a guy probably 17 years ago, 18 years ago. He was an amateur boxer.
No, he was a professional boxer.
He was a pro, dude.
He was a pro, and he'd been in studio two or three times previous to this. And, I mean, the thing about a pro boxer is you know they can beat your ass. And this guy, like a lot of boxers, I would say intellectually not deep, maybe.
He wasn't deep, but as far as interviewing a boxer was concerned, he would give you an honest answer, not a yes-no answer.
He would give you an honest answer, yes. But he didn't necessarily find humor in things. So talking to him, he's preparing for this upcoming fight. It was a week, 2 weeks away, and we're pretty familiar with each other at this point. And he said, well, the one thing I need to do before the match, I always go to Victoria's Secret. I'm like, okay. So I'm thinking, well, that's cool. He's buying something for his girlfriend, whatever. And he's like, nah, man. Because I go into Victoria's Secret, because when I step into the ring and you see me wear my boxing trunks, and he had pretty elaborate trunks, you know, tassels and all this crap. Like, yeah, he's like, yeah, I wear women's underwear. Are you being serious? Yeah. Oh, like, how do you, what kind of women's underwear? Just like briefs, whatever. Mm-hmm. But he's like, yeah, man, the real comfortable. So when I'm dancing around the ring, his point was this. Whatever material they make women's underwear out of, very comfortable, apparently, on your boys. And when you're bouncing around the ring and taking all these hits, he was never distracted by anything downstairs. But again, there's no smile on his face.
That's not funny to him. We'd interviewed.
So I put on women's underwear.
We'd interviewed a lot of boxers, and some of them are really nice guys. And
some.
But this guy just had that very aggressive, like, no matter who could win a fight, you just knew for a fact you would not want to mess with this guy, period. Like, out of all the boxers. Like, well, he was the one who just had that attitude that was just, you know what I mean? Like, this guy's mean. This guy will
kill
you.
But he's so serious about the women's underwear. And it's just like this matter-of-fact conversation. I'm like, cool. As far as thongs go, I've worn a thong once in my life. And it was not, well, I guess it's by choice. So I take the cruise. All I wanted to do is get a massage on the last day of the cruise, right? Like, this 90-minute rundown.
Oh, this just happened?
Yeah, it was last year, man. So I finally find this place on the ship. It was hard to find where this room was, and there's this nice lady, and you got to fill out paperwork, and she hands me a robe, and then she hands me, like, this underwear, but it's in a package, okay? So she says, look, changing the robe, put these on. I'm like, all right, cool. So you got, like, 2 or 3 minutes to change, and get my clothes off, and then I open up this underwear. It is a thong, all right? And that's what they want you to wear when you get a massage. I understand that, but...
Is that because you get your cheeks rubbed?
Oh, you get... Dude, if it ain't covered, it's getting rubbed. You follow me?
So,
I'm okay with this. I'm going to get a butt massage, too.
Yeah.
Cool. The problem is, and ladies, you can laugh at me if you'd like, I didn't know how to put a thong on, because to me, it's just... Right, so...
Well, you don't know what hole...
It looks like the letter T.
Exactly.
Okay, so I am staring... So I'm standing there naked in this room, and she's still outside, and I'm looking at this thing, but now I'm like getting the nervous sweats because I'm like, I don't want to crack the door open and say, listen, I'm not effing with you, but honest to God, I don't even understand where to put my legs to get this freaking thing on. Like, I don't know what to do. So it takes me a good long time to figure it out. It took me 3 attempts to get them on correctly because, again, having never put a thong on, I finally get these things on. And all I could think through this entire massage, which is supposed to just be a relaxation. This is not therapeutic. This is not deep tissue. This is just you're supposed to chill. I couldn't relax because thongs, at least for me, are the single most uncomfortable article of clothing I have ever worn in my life, man. So the whole time she's rubbing me down, I just feel this thing pressed deep between my butt cheeks.
And the natural response is to pull that out.
That's all I wanted
to do. Yeah, of course.
All I wanted to do was pull it out of my butt crack. And I'm like, well, I can't do that because she's standing behind me doing her work. But it was awful. But certainly she handed them to me. I'm like, how do you put these on? And I got real close to asking her. But it was my last shred of masculinity prevented me from asking her how to put on goddamn thong underwear. And I don't want that statement to physically come out of my mouth.
Correct.
Went back, told my wife. She laughed at me for like 20 minutes. She's like, do you still have them on? I said, no. I said, as soon as she was done, man, I wanted out of those things. She's like, I want to see you. And I said, no, you don't. I can promise you might
love
me.
What if it led to other things?
Man,
I'll put one on.
Man, I don't know. It was that uncomfortable.
I'll put it's a random chick. Yeah, I'll put on a thong.
I'll put on a dunce cap. I don't care.
I'll wear a dunce cap.
Yeah.
A dunce cap's not uncomfortable.
I'll wear one of those hats with a propeller on top. Whatever. Whatever you're into.
Is it a male thong or a female thong?
Dude, I don't know. I think a thong's a thong. There's a unisex thong, it was just a thong. Like, there was nothing sexy about it. You know what I mean? This was as medical. It's like a medical thong. You know? Mm-hmm. As medical as a thong could be. Mm-hmm. It was just this ugly super uncomfortable thing, digging in my ass the whole time I'm trying to get a massage.
What were you surprised to find out or did not need to know about someone? 206-421-ROCK.
I did not need to share that. Hello, hello, Eastwood. Welcome to the men's room.
God bless Pato Day.
Oh, God. Hola.
Hola. Hola.
What's happening, Eastwood? I knew it.
Oh.
Eastwood, your phone's breaking up.
I'm breaking up?
Yeah.
Okay, second.
What is the high pitch hum? Is he on a landline phone?
I don't know. Just try to call us back, Eastwood.
Cell phones don't do
it. Why does that always happen when somebody's breaking up? I'm breaking up. I'm
breaking up.
That's the only thing you understand.
Can you hear me? What were you surprised to find out or did not need to know about someone? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Grace. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So this is actually a story about my mom. When she was like in middle school, maybe, she lived out in Shelton. And this man comes to her door after school and it says, "Is Mike home?" Mike's her brother. And she's like, "No, he's out in the woods, but he'll be home soon. You can feel free to come in." And so he came in and they watched TV for a little bit. And she noticed the whole time he was really uncomfortable. And he said, "I'm just going to come back later." And so he comes back later and takes Mike to a conference in Eastern Washington, like a search and rescue conference. And then she's my mom's home watching TV with her parents, and they see on the news that this guy, Mitchell Rupert, had just shot two bank tellers in Olympia, and he was on the run, and the police were after him. And she's like, "That's the guy I let into the house earlier. He's with my brother right now."
And oh, Jesus.
So, yeah. And her brother actually noticed when they were at the conference two detectives from Shelton that he recognized from the police department. And he's like, "What are they doing here?" But, yeah.
I'm assuming they caught the guy?
Yeah, they caught him, but not after Mike was already back home.
Okay, but he was an accessory. He had no idea any of the stuff was going on. He just knew this guy from work, or they were friends?
Yeah, just from search and rescue.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting. I mean,
but it turns out that the Mitchell Rupert guy, he was sentenced to the death sentence, and then he went to court, and they ended up overturning it because he said it was cruel and unusual punishment because he was overweight, and like his head would have snapped off.
So I guess he got out of that deal?
All right.
Yeah.
Interesting philosophy on how to do things.
Okay.
Yeah. You brought up the guy earlier, the guy in Potomac, Maryland. They say between 2012 and 2016, a guy in his 60s named James Wersick, he robbed more than a dozen banks in Potomac. Obviously, he got away with it.
Nobody knew.
Nobody knew. Cops never caught him. It's entirely possible that they never would. But last week, he is now 71 years old, which, you know, when you think of a bank robber, I don't think we need to find a 60-year-old guy.
That's not who you're thinking.
That's
right.
Not the profile that
that's why you're bad at robbing banks.
And that's why they didn't probably catch him as well. And that's why he's probably pretty good
but
at
also,
it.
But also, he obviously kept his mouth shut because no one in his family knew, none of his friends, nothing.
Right. Well, last week, and who do you tell that to? Like, even your closest friend, you're like, "Hey, man, where are
you?" Yeah, but I feel like your significant other on some level would know in general. You know what I mean? Like, they're aware of your finances. So if you've robbed that many banks, in 4 years you robbed over 12 banks, I don't know. I mean, I guess not.
Man. It depends, too, on robbing a bank. Like, did you get into a vault or are you just robbing the tellers? Because then it might just be like you're just taking away like a few thousand to 10,000. So that you could hide that as like a bonus.
And that seems the way it always goes.
I've watched the show on robbing banks.
What are you more likely to share with a significant other or friend that you got into the vault, which is like that's real high level?
That would be harder to hide. Because now you're talking
a team. You need a team to do that, don't you? Two or three guys, maybe?
You could do it on your own, but now you're talking about like you've gone from like, let's say, 10 to 20,000. Now you're talking about 50, 100,000. Like, that's much harder to hide.
So you, and also, you're going to jail for much longer with that denomination, I'm sure.
Right. Depends on if you're using a weapon.
All right. Well, last week.
Have you thought about this, Ted?
I watched the show.
And did you learn something?
Yeah, one guy was doing it.
Okay. If you were going to rob a bank, would you want to be part of a team that does the big heist, Or do you want to maybe just one other partner? You're just hitting up the tellers and get out.
One other guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, man, I don't know.
Was that his strategy? Was that the guy?
It was just one dude.
All right.
Yeah, and he started with the tellers, but then he decided to make more money quickly. So then he would get one teller, go straight to the vault, take what he could.
Okay.
See, I want a team, because I'm thinking Reservoir Dogs. You know, obviously, they were doing diamonds, and things went sideways. But we don't know each other. We just know that we are good for this, you know, Ocean's 11 style. I don't need to know your name, Ted. You can be Mr. Winky. All I know is that Mr. Winky, dude, can drive a car and get away from the cops. So if I'm going to do a job, I'm going to work with Mr. Winky.
Like, it's like,
I don't know your name's Ted Smith. We don't see each other in any other social setting except when we get the call from above to say, hey, let's knock this place.
But what you have to
they
worry
found
about.
Mr. Winky.
They found Winky.
But what you have to worry
and
about.
And Winky
is,
rolled on Mr. Doo Doo.
If you have three guys, let's say we all go in and we try to rob a bank, right? Uh-huh. It's $300,000. We're all going to get $100,000.
That's well, Miles,
then, honey. Then Ted says, exactly. And then Ted says, hey, Steve, I think Miles is...
Mr. Doo-Doo.
Mr. Doo-Doo might rat us out here. And even if it's true or not, then you guys look at each other and like, well, that would be $150 apiece. And then the next thing I know, you know what I mean, I'm in someone's trunk.
Yeah, but that's because we don't
remote
like
location.
You.
Right, exactly.
I wouldn't put you in a trunk.
So I think the more people that you have involved in it, the more weirdness can happen.
But
right?
I feel like your weirdness is the moment that you have completed the task. Right. Once you part company, I feel okay. And the other thing is like, look, if we're good at this, I just want to work with Mr. Winky again in the future. And whoever facilitates this for us, they'll let us know. And then Mr. Winky might want to work with me because I'm good at whatever thing I do.
Mm-hmm. And who knows that this guy did not rob more than a dozen banks. They believe that this is the guy because he admitted to robbing some of the banks.
Yeah.
But more than a dozen for sure. But last week, he's 71 years old now. James broke his four-year hiatus and robbed another bank. And this time, the cops caught him in the act. Why do you think he maybe went back to robbing banks? Same reason everything happens in the world these days. Coronavirus. His attorney says James is an electrician who wasn't getting any work because of the pandemic, and he needed the money. He is now facing 16 felony counts for armed bank robbery. What were you surprised to find out or did not need to know about someone? 206-421-ROCK.
I brought up wearing the thong, said I would never do it again because it was so remarkably uncomfortable. Someone says, I can see Thrill rocking a purple thong and his bass. Yep, I'd watch that on OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. So not only would you watch, I can make some extra cash on that. I don't need to rob banks. Mr. Dude just rocks a purple thong. Hello, I'm out of the business now, man.
Bye. I'm going clean.
I got an OnlyFans.
All right, I guess I'll get back into the bear stuff.
Come see Thong Brother. Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Fellas.
Hola.
How's the day? How you guys doing?
Doing well, Josh. How about yourself?
I'm all right. It's heading home from work.
Okay. So what did you not need to know about someone?
It's more of a surprise, me becoming a father. My wife, not knowing that she was 6 months pregnant, to come to find out that she was, and me becoming a father.
3 months later.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Now, what are the, it's one thing as a dude, if you do not know the woman's pregnant for 6 months, but for the woman herself, because once doctors establish you're pregnant, there's that whole list of crap. Don't drink this. Don't, you know, no processed meats. Don't drink this. Don't smoke. Blah, blah, blah. How many bad habits had she been doing for 6 months before she found out?
Nothing. No mood swings. Normal life. Everything, you know.
Still smoking.
And I believe I heard like,
again?
No, she didn't smoke, no.
Okay. How about the
I know, like, you guys were talking about, like, a couple of days ago about this show, giving birth thing. That's some real ass, you know?
Oh, yes, it is.
That's real. Like, no joke. No. Two girls later, that ain't no joke.
So, I'm sure she was surprised. You were surprised.
Oh, definitely. We both were.
Okay, no.
We both were.
Was the baby undersized? In other words, was the baby five pounds, 6 pounds?
Normal birth, like, 9 months later, yeah, healthy babies, both of them.
Okay, let me ask you this, though, because there are two things in my experience. You, as a guy, you try to be decent, but deep down, it's just getting on your freaking nerves, all right? Once you determine a wedding date, that's the only conversation you will have with your significant other until the wedding. Sorry, Mike. And when she finds out she's pregnant, I understand the physical precautions you need to take, but about, we should set up a room like this, or here's the names. I mean, like, every second of every day becomes a discussion, so was it better or worse for you not to go through 9 months of that, or would you rather have had the full time to know that you're going to be a dad?
It's a mutual respect for each other, the wife and I, so it was nothing like that.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, Josh.
It just happened.
You said you have two daughters now, right?
Correct.
Okay, so
good Lord, man.
So the second daughter, I'm there. The second daughter, you knew that your wife had, you had conceived with your wife, correct?
Correct.
All right, now let me ask you. Just from the placebo standpoint of things, when you know, and I'm not saying, look, there's no way any guy would ever know anything close to what a woman has to go through when she's going through that. But
they'll tell you.
My question is, did that change the way, in a weird way, that she felt? And I know all pregnancies are different, and I know all circumstances are different, but where she didn't have any morning sickness because she didn't think she was pregnant.
Right.
Or any of those things, like my back hurts, or I'm craving pickles, or, you know what I mean? When she found out.
This one, the second one, for sure, everything was so much different than the first. Like you said, now she got mood swings.
Because you know.
Yeah, for sure.
And psychologically, that's got to play on you just as much as the physical dynamic of it. I mean, you're aware of what's going on. This justifies it. This makes sense.
Yeah, but I mean, if a doctor tells you some bad news, even if you didn't know until they told you, then whatever they say the symptoms are, suddenly you will experience all of it.
Exactly.
I am so fatigued in my feet itch.
What were you surprised to find out or did not need to know about someone?
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.